Hello and wonderful Wednesday to you. I'm Coy Wire, bringing you best 10 minutes in news right here on CNN 10. It is Your Word Wednesday, so listen to see if your word submission made it into today's show. We start with the year of the election, 2024. And not just here in the United States, many countries around the world are having their own important national elections this year. Nations with people heading to the polls this year include some of the most powerful and wealthiest countries in the world, as well as the most populous, like India, South Africa, Mexico, and in Europe, where the United Kingdom is leaning towards elections later this year. And countries with hundreds of millions of voters will be headed to the polls to elect a new parliament for the European Union. One of the major concerns with elections this year is advanced technology, particularly artificial intelligence, and how it has the potential to persuade and even mislead voters with disinformation. AI-generated fake videos, deep fakes, could trick voters into believing they are watching and hearing a presidential candidate when in reality they are not. Yesterday in the U.S., voters in Georgia, Hawaii, Mississippi, and the state of Washington cast their ballots in their respective primaries. It's expected that both President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump will clinch their party's nomination. Let's turn now to our Simon Cullen, who breaks down this crucial election year for several nations across the world.
2024 is an election year like none other.
We will turn the page forever on the miserable nightmare of the Biden presidency.
Donald Trump sees a different America. An American story of resentment, revenge, and retribution.
While the U.S. presidential race might be the highest profile, it's just one of dozens taking place internationally, covering more than half the world's population.
For many countries, the health of their democracy itself will be being put to the test.
And the outcome has the potential to reshape international affairs on a scale rarely seen.
While the results of some elections are all but guaranteed, others will be a genuine contest, meaning a relatively small shift in voter support could affect the outcome. That amplifies the potential impact of disinformation. And experts warn that risk is made even more significant by the fact that these elections are coinciding with a boom in artificial intelligence.
That brings with it the prospect of deepfake content like this.
This is an AI-generated video showing just how far technology has come in recent years.
Even Russian President Vladimir Putin appeared momentarily surprised when confronted by a computer-generated version of himself.
People should be scared, because the technology is enabling the creation of fake videos that could be very persuasive with the ordinary voters. People are not going to be able to distinguish the fake videos from real ones.
Are governments ready for what's coming down the line?
Governments are not ready. There are literally no guardrails in place.
That's prompted dozens of technology companies to step in, signing an accord aimed at combating the misuse of artificial intelligence in elections.
Democracies depend on free and fair elections. Free and fair elections depend on trustworthy information. And trustworthy information depends on transparency about the nature and the provenance of that information.
The accord requires the world's leading tech companies to develop tools to help identify and label AI-generated content. They've also agreed on the need to respond more quickly when deceptive AI-generated material spreads online. But even they concede the task ahead won't be easy.
We are combating not just individuals, unfortunately, but well-resourced nation-states, including one in particular.
Even though the Kremlin denies it, countless intelligence reports confirm Russia's election interference efforts. But the Microsoft president warns Russia's level of sophistication is growing, fueled by advances in artificial intelligence.
Pop quiz hotshot. What does the standardized test used for college admissions in the U.S., the SAT, stand for? School Achievement Test, Scholastic Aptitude Test, Standard Aptitude Trial, Study and Triumph. If you said Scholastic Aptitude Test, you are on your way to a perfect 1600, the highest score you can get on the SAT. No need to bring your number two pencils to an SAT anymore because this college admissions test is now fully digital. Test takers still have to be there in person and supervised, so no badinage with friends during the test. The SAT will be taken on a laptop or tablet, and the exam will be shorter. Where it was 3 hours before, it's now down to 2. It will still be based on a 1600-point scale, and the results will come back sooner, in a matter of days instead of weeks. But a concern for some, this digital version is also adaptive, meaning it will serve harder questions the better you do, which some students say increases test anxiety and overthinking. These changes from the College Board are an effort to make this standardized test more accessible to students, as many colleges made it optional to submit standardized test scores, especially during the pandemic. More elite universities have announced a shift in now requiring students to include these test scores with their applications. But on the other side, some critics believe standardized tests can be a disadvantage for lower income students because they may have limited resources to study and prepare for these tests. For today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, we're going to a Starbucks in Washington, D.C. that's the only one of its kind in the U.S. It was designed with the deaf and hard of hearing communities in mind. We're going to experience this special coffee shop the same way its customers do, with no sound. If you're not fluent in American Sign Language, don't worry, we have subtitles. Absolutely awesome. Love all that love and positivity. Congrats to Allie Polk and Miss Gill and all the Warriors at Andrew Jackson Academy in Earhart, South Carolina for today's hashtag Your Word Wednesday winner, badinage, a noun meaning humorous or lighthearted conversation. Well done. And this shout out goes to Victoria Fertitta Middle School in Las Vegas, Nevada. Keep on flying and soaring high, Firebirds. Rise up. See you tomorrow, superstars. I'm Coy Wire and we are CNN 10.